She's So Cold by the Rolling Stones. It's time for Kate's Corner, but I'm sports director Ryan Sartori, filling in for Kate Kelly today, who is away at a leadership retreat. But today for Kate's Corner, I'm joined by the area director for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Todd Matthew. Todd, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you for having me.
It's awesome to have you. Now, so as the sports director, I've been to a couple of different events so far here in Chillicothe, and one face that I see at almost every single event is yours.
Right.
Whether it's the boys' basketball banquet, baseball games, soccer games, you're everywhere. How do you find time to do that, man?
Well, it gets on my calendar. I have a calendar on my phone, and if it doesn't get on there, I typically don't do it. But I tell you, it's fun to be out watching these kids play and the coaches coach.
Definitely. I mean, it's a joy for everybody. I'm sure it's certainly a joy for you, especially with the impact that you have on these athletes, on these coaches. But let's start with your beginnings at FCA, your journey. How did you get involved?
Well, when I was in high school here in Chillicothe in the 80s, I didn't know FCA existed. But one day after church, one of our ladies at the church came and said, "Hey, Todd, would you like to go to a camp?" And my first question was, what type of camp or what camp is it?
Right.
And she said, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I heard the word athletes. You know, 16-year-old kid, loving sports, growing up in my family, we just played sports all the time. Heard that word athlete. So I said, sure, I'll go. So I got into a convertible with a couple of college athletes that were going to be huddle leaders at an FCA camp out in Estes Park, Colorado, in June of 1980. That, long story short, that is where I became a Christian, actually, at that camp. So if you think about that, think about just one simple conversation with a lady that says, "Hey, would you like to go to this camp?" And now you say, okay, I'm working for FCA full-time for 17 years now. So full circle has been phenomenal. I'll never forget when our state director was interviewing me for the job, and I took the job with FCA, and he didn't know till 3 years later my complete story of FCA on full circle, how I started back in 1980
sure.
at an FCA camp, and then now is on staff full-time. So that's my story within FCA. I was on the state board before I became on staff. I was on the state board for FCA in 1999, and then I came on staff with FCA full-time as an area representative back in 2004.
That's pretty cool that it came full circle for you. How often does that happen where somebody who was a I don't want to say a camper, but somebody who attended the FCA camps turns around and becomes a part of the leadership group?
It happens more than you think. It's funny how God works that way, because they were influenced by a coach. They got involved with FCA maybe at their school, and then they look at FCA and think, oh gosh, that can be a career for me.
Yeah.
And so it happens more than you think. I go back and I'm since I'm a little bit more experienced than a lot of the other FCA staff, they'll invite me to be a mentor to the different staff. And so that's actually a conversation we have all the time. And they said, you know what, I was involved with FCA back in middle school, high school, and now I'm on staff with it. So it happens quite frequently.
I think that's pretty cool. I'm somebody who's been a part of a couple different organizations, not like the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, but I was a camper at one time for an organization called Camp One Step. It's for kids who have had cancer in the past or have cancer currently. I was a camper for 9 years, and then I went back and volunteered my time as a counselor for 5 years or so. So I get that part of the journey. It's really cool to have it full circle in your own life and go back and give your time and try to influence people who were like yourself at one point.
Absolutely. And what I challenge kids with all the time now is don't just pick what you want to do the rest of your life based upon money or anything. What do you have a passion for?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And what you just described there in your camp experience and in your leadership experience on that, because you had a passion for it. So I'll never forget when our oldest daughter wanted to change her major in college. I said, Sarah, stop. I said, I don't care what it is. I don't care if you want to dig ditches. I don't care what it is. If you want to do it, every Monday morning you wake up, you want to do it, then do it. She goes, well, Dad, I want to be a teacher. It's like, great, go do it. And she's been doing it passionately for the last 10 years.
Right, well, because at the end of the day, if you're passionate about something, that's going to be the thing that lets you change the world, right? Yeah. And whatever impact and whatever capacity you have, that's going to be the thing that lets you change the world.
What I've found, and especially in sports, is, and this is what I work with coaches a lot on, is being able to get athletes to compete with joy, with that emotion.
Yeah.
And if they have a passion for it and they enjoy what they're doing, you're going to get off the roof type effort and attitude from them. So you have to get the kids be able to have fun. That's what sports is all about. Why do you play sports if they don't say, I want to have fun first and I want to bring joy to me? Then they shouldn't be doing it.
I agree. It's Ryan Sartori sitting in for Kate Kelly on Kate's Corner. I'm joined today by Todd Matthew, the North Missouri Area Director for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And Todd, one thing that I noticed from your beginnings with FCA was that one moment with a conversation with a lady at the church who had a scholarship for you to go to a camp. I think it parallels sports in a way, right? Because in a game, we often talk about a tipping point or a turning point in a game. That moment seemed to be kind of a turning point for you in
Absolutely.
Your life. And you said that it's kind of part of your process of how you go about leading now.
Right. And I always go back to our mission statement. Right. And anybody that comes up to me and say, hey, Todd, I'd like for you to partner me and do this. I bounce everything off that mission statement, which is to lead every coach and athlete into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and the local church. Okay. People come up to me and say, well, Todd, you love sports. You should do this. Like, well, no, if it doesn't fit that mission, God, I feel God's given me the power to say no to those things. So it keeps me laser focused on the sports ministry to be able to do that. So when you talk about leading and leadership, when I'm working with coaches, mostly that's what I do, because our ministry is to the coach and through the coach. So when you say that, my first question to a coach when I see him is not, hey coach, here's all the different things I'm gonna offer you. My question to them is, coach, what do you need? I had one particular coach. I'd come to the school and I'd go, and he was a special ed teacher, and I'd look up through the window. Their windows in the special ed room are higher. I'd look through the window. He'd see me, and he would have his assistant take over for about 5 minutes. His need, Todd, can we go to the gym and pray? Absolutely, coach. That's what he wanted. He didn't need a devotion book. He didn't need more Bibles. He wanted to pray, so that's what we did. So that's the important question, is that, hey, coach, what do you need? Because they know who I am. They know I'm the FCA guy. They know what I'm all about and my mission. And I'm there to do what they need at that moment to take care of their needs.
Yeah, and it's kind of fluid in that way. It's a dynamic position, because one coach like this, the coach that you're speaking about now, might need just praying, but there's so many coaches that you service in Northern Missouri. What else is your job, and what does it entail?
Well, I tell you what, a very effective part of the ministry right now is doing team devotions or team chapels before games or before practices. I was working at the Joe Shy Relays the other day, and I was running the bullpen, so I was checking.
I saw
kids.
You there.
Yeah, so I was checking kids in right when they get to run. And one of the Brookfield gals on the 4x1 relay team, she goes, I know you. I said, okay. She said, you spoke to our basketball team up at Holiday Hoops. I said, I did. And then the girl right next to her was on that team. She regurgitated everything I said in that devotion.
That's amazing.
And I just like, they're getting it.
Right.
You know, if sometimes you get into your job or you get into ministry and you think, am I really making a difference? And then you hear a story like that where she heard everything I said and applied it to her spiritual life and to her team. So I'm doing a lot of those right now. I'm getting ready to go up to Trenton tomorrow night to do the baseball team for Trenton High School baseball team. So the funny thing is, though, Chillicothe is where I live, grew
right.
up there.
Yeah.
And within FCA, you got your Jerusalem, and then you got your Judea, which is a little bit bigger, right? And so
sure.
I'm focused on Chillicothe first, but the challenge a lot of time is if I have a relationship with a coach, and they're playing Chillicothe, and they want me to do a pregame or pre-practice chapel.
Yeah, like, it's a little difficult.
Yeah, I just like, okay, I got to watch what colors I wear tonight.
Yeah, you know? A conflict of interest.
Yes.
We've got maybe a minute left on Kate's Corner today. Todd, and I wanted to ask about FCA camps really quick before we go. If somebody wanted to send their athlete or student athlete to a camp, or if a student athlete wanted to go out of their own will, where could they go? What would they do, et cetera?
They can go to fcacamps.org, fcacamps.org, and they can search any state, internationally, actually. And if they went to a sports camp, leadership camp, locally, we have a power camp here for the younger guys, and they can do that. Just search that website, fcacamps.org, and we've been doing a power camp here for the younger campers with basketball, volleyball, and golf for the past, I think, 12 years. So they can do that and search that there. So, or they can just get a hold of me and look at our website, northmofca.org.
Awesome. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up for Kate's Corner this Wednesday afternoon. Mr. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having this conversation with you and learning so much about FCA and all the great things that you guys do. I'm sure we'll see you out at more sporting events here in Chillicothe.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks for being here. All right, we're going to get back to the music on KCHI here in just a second after these messages.